MJ and Chelsea, thank you very much for joining me here on Mad Jerk.
Thanks for having us.
I'm a bit disappointed because obviously you guys got eliminated last night, and well, it turns out we can't trust Tasmanians. Just going to throw that one out there. I've got to ask, how far off track did that local send you guys? I mean, we here on the EP like to, you know, offer up directions more often than not. But seeing that that threw you guys out completely, it's kind of got me second guessing a little bit.
Well, actually, because I was the navigator, it didn't actually set. It probably set us maybe a couple minutes off track. But then because we took the turn, we actually had to U-turn and come back towards the city because of that road, and then kind of go around and then go back up the hill. So it wasn't that bad, but it was that bad because obviously it eliminated us.
When you're literally talking seconds in a race, that kind of makes a big impact regardless of what your original position would have been.
You can't help but, you know, when you're eliminated, you go through all the if-onlys. And finally, we didn't get stuck in the traffic jam in that, like, early start of the day.
Yeah.
That cost us, you know, our first position, and both Sky Blue and Jake and the Sikhs got there first to the next one. And, you know, if we didn't get U-turned, all these other type of things just kind of unfolded on that occasion. And,
we're definitely for the non-elimination leg.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's the hardest thing with the race itself, because it is the nature of the beast in some regards, where you know that there are these elimination legs where you will get knocked out. And I suppose how have you found the race other than this diabolical Tasmanian leg? What's been your favourite place to visit, excluding the EP, of course? Just a bit biased.
Our favourite place to visit was probably, we loved Darwin, because obviously in the first couple of years of our AFLW Crows team, we actually had some of our teammates lived and trained up there, so we had a few games. That was like our second home, so it was nice to go back there, and the drifting cars, and that was like our second leg in Darwin, where we started our journey as stowaways.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, so it was exciting.
Yeah, it was just really cool to just see, I guess, our own backyard and go to places that you've never been. I finally got to go to Coober Pedy, which is where my dad first migrated to Australia and lived, which was really cool. I haven't been there since I was a baby, so just to kind of see that and see places that you normally wouldn't get to go see. And even Tassie was beautiful. And even, I mean, riding on a Chinook helicopter was unbelievable in Townsville. Like, loved that.
I'm not going to lie. I did say to my partner, can we do that? And she's like, I'm pretty sure we can't, but we can inquire.
Yeah. Pretty sure not many people can. So we're very fortunate that we got to experience that. Yeah.
Would you do the race again if you got the opportunity?
Oh, 100%.
In a heartbeat, yeah.
Oh, that was...
Let's try and get some all-stars going and vouch for us, please, guys, to be on that show.
There was no ifs, ands, or buts about that, eh? That was definitely, we're doing it.
Yeah, I actually, it was just the time of our lives. Like, loved every minute of it and would do it again and again and again.
And, yeah, I mean, for us, like, to be U-turned, it was almost a compliment to us that, you know, we were the strongest team. And, yeah, it took a U-turn to kind of get us out and a bit of a bump steer. And, yeah, so we're pretty, in some way, in a positive way, it was a compliment for us. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm still gutted. We're still
going. Don't worry, we here on the EPR too, because let's be honest, we always support the South Aussie team.
Yeah.
With the actual race itself, though, now that we are getting towards the pointy end, who's going to be the winner? Who are you picking?
It's funny because I've spoken to Bo about this, and he's a believer of, if you make it to the final three, it's anyone's race. Once you get to that final three, you need a bit of luck on your side. But the girls are a very, very strong team. Obviously, they weren't in last night's episode on their first class pass. So I think they'll be up there. Plus, you look at Chris and Alicia, they never say die. They've come back from three sabotages. But I think I'd love to see Jake and Sky Blue or the Cowboys take it out. Yeah.
I'm kind of on the latter. I'm really kind of hopeful that the Cowboys do it, just because I like seeing country kids absolutely slay.
Yeah.
Genuine people. Yeah. And, yeah, just nothing kind of fazes them. And I think that's how we kind of attack the race in some regard. It was just, you know, be yourself and,
just do your best.
Do your best and stay positive.
Is that an attitude, I suppose, that you guys have brought across from the AFLW as well? Just be your best and slay it?
I think that's just our personalities in general.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what we've brought across to our footy club, and that's where we take it to anyone and everyone that we meet. You know, I think we're just massive on inclusion and, you know, just being yourself. And yeah, for us, it's, yeah, just, I guess, our part of who we are and who, what we, our personalities.
Fantastic. Well, MJ and Chelsea, thank you very much for joining us here on Magic's Morning Mashup, and commiserations again for not winning.
Thank you.
I was very hopeful, but unfortunately, we'll just need to wait until the All-Stars roll around again. And
yeah,
we'll
have... that's it.
Oh, fantastic.
Thanks for having us.
The final five have been revealed. Sadly, MJ and Chelsea won't be in there. However, you can keep up with the race online anytime with 10 Play or on TV tonight, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 10.